This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Police being shot in different cities around the United States, apparently today and last night, with the Dallas shootings resulting in several police officers shot to death and several more, maybe as many as a dozen shot in total. So you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. People feel strongly about this situation. Some people are relishing in the deaths of these police officers. Others are saying that this is not the solution, that violence is not going to solve the problem. We had a former cop on the show earlier in the show tonight, and he says that the violence is just going to give the police the excuse to arm up even further. Now they can say, hey, there's a reason we need these Bearcats, we need these MRAPs, these mine-resistant armored personnel carriers. There's a reason we need all these machine guns and Kevlar helmets, and we need to arm ourselves up and separate ourselves from the people we allegedly serve. Of course, we know they don't serve us, they oppress us. And there's a strong argument from people that using violence to stop the oppressors is the way to go. But I think that our caller was right in that the violence is just going to mean the oppressors become worse, that they're going to be more likely to be thugs, they're going to be more likely to be violent and more likely to get away with it in a circumstance where they believe that there is a war on against them.
Yes, and I had mentioned earlier I've got an article from the Free Thought Project explaining why more violence is not the answer.
I want to hear that. But first, we still got Erod on the line in Georgia, and he's saying he believes that the solution is to pay them more. I think that that's going to be something that cities will have to do ultimately to attract anyone who wants to work in the circumstance of being a police officer, given the danger that is involved in the job and given the fact that people across the board, especially younger people, well, not across the board, but a lot of people disrespect the police because they are oppressors and they are hurting peaceful people on a daily basis in this country. It's getting harder and harder to find police. You think increasing the payment's going to help? I think that's going to bring people in, but I don't think it's going to stop the thugs from wanting to be cops.
No.
Now the thugs will get paid more.
No. Yes, I believe that it will, because what you have is you have got a bigger pool to choose from. Now, of course, the whole thing breaks down if the higher-ups, the people who are doing the actual hiring, you know, if they don't have the mindset where, you know what, we want quality individuals in this position, then it's not going to work. But it works in every other industry. Listen, if you want your house to be, like, remodeled, you can hire a handyman. Or you can hire an architect.
It's not fair to compare the police to
what you paid for.
It's not fair, Erod, to I agree with you generally with what you're saying, but it's not fair to compare the police to these other industries. You don't, as a plumber, you don't, one of the perks of the job isn't to being able to murder people and get away with it, but you can do that as a police officer. So it tends to attract a certain type of psychopath.
Hold on, Erod.
That there are people that make a very similar argument to what Erod is making when talking about legislators. We have to pay these state representatives this enormous salary to attract, you know, regular people to wind up being a state rep. But all that winds up happening in these states with these outrageous salaries for state rep, you get lawyers, you get other professionals, you get people that are already well-to-do that just want to be busybodies. But here in New Hampshire, and I think part of this has to do with the fact that we have such a huge state legislature, you find more regular people in the New Hampshire legislature where they make $100 a year.
Well, listen, I don't know all about that. All I know is that, you know, you get what you pay for. And I think if you have more of a pool of people to choose from, You're not going to pick the guy who just graduated high school and just went to the police academy versus a guy who is actually went to college, he's educated, he's intelligent, he actually wants to do a good job. I mean, I can eliminate, again, the problem with policing is that you don't have this large pool. Let's face it.
I disagree. I totally disagree. The problem with policing is the fact that they're using violence against peaceful people. Erod, thanks for the call.
And most police departments don't want somebody that's college educated to be a police officer.
I believe Keene Police has that requirement, or at least they did at some point in the past. I don't know if they still do.
That you can't have...
That you have to have a college degree in order to be a Keene cop.
Okay, I'll have to look into that.
But I don't know, but you may be right. That maybe
I
most
know that
of them
a
don't.
Lot of, because a lot of these police departments, they want somebody that's just going to follow orders. And somebody that's a little more educated is less likely to just do what they're told.
Let's continue. David's on the line in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi there, David.
This is my view. The Black Lives Matter people were like Black Lives Matter because from before when they didn't matter. And then, well, even though they were saying Black Lives Matter and they were protesting, still more Black Lives, the cops and the state like replied with, no, they don't. And more Black Lives died. So, to me, this is a revolution. And they said, well, if you're not going to listen to us when we protest Black Lives Matter, we're going to fight you on your own terms. That's my view of it.
That seems to be pure speculation that the people that shot police were directly involved with Black Lives Matter.
This guy did indicate, I believe he indicated something about support for Black Lives Matter. But nonetheless,
he also said that he was acting on his own. That he was not acting on behalf of any group.
Fair enough. But all that said, there are some claims that he wasn't alone. Now, it's uncertain as to whether or not there were other snipers or other attackers in Dallas. But, David, there's certainly no doubt that some people who support the Black Lives Matter movement are very, very happy about what has happened. There's a story over at, I think, InfoWars that selects several Twitter accounts and shares what they've been saying.
And I've seen a bunch of stuff from people that are involved with the Black Lives Matter movement that have been denouncing the violence against police.
That's good to know. Go ahead,
but
David.
I have not seen any statements by other police officers denouncing the police violence against, quote-unquote, regular civilians.
No, the police generally support violence, and if there are individual officers who don't, then they are probably afraid to speak out because the violent cops will come after them and their families. David, go ahead. Any other thoughts?
I was going to say we've heard that saying, let them protest as long as they pay their taxes.
Yep.
So they listen to that Black Lives Matter stuff, and I don't think they take it much seriously.
No, they don't care.
They take shooting down their cops pretty seriously, though.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tim is in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live, Tim.
Hey, and thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on the last caller, but the caller before that. When he was saying something, when he was basically trying to make the argument that paying for more policing is going to get a higher quality or a higher caliber of person. When I left California, the city that I lived in, they were paying almost $6,000 a year for police officers.
$6,000
a year.
What year did you leave California?
Just about 3 years ago, but at the same time, I mean.
6,000?
Yeah, about 6,000 a year.
You mean 60,000?
No, no, no. I'm sorry, 6,000 a month.
Okay,
that sounds 70. A lot more reasonable than 6,000 a year in California.
Yeah, 500 a month. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it was
Okay, so $72,000 a year.
Yeah, they were paying like almost
more than twice
a month, so.
The typical starting salary of Right.
What I'm saying, I mean, in relation to that, the quality of policing, okay, they thought that they were doing a bang-up job, okay, bang-up job, not necessarily shooting people, but what I mean is they thought they were doing an awesome job of policing, but yeah, they were okay, they were writing a lot more tickets, they were really harassing people a lot more, making more money for the city and the state and whatever else and all that, but at the same time, they were not...
So it didn't help. Hang on, Tim, if you got more, it's for Tom.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can Bring up what you want. Toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Lots of people with comments on the police. Both the shootings by the police and the shootings of the police. Shootings of police just sort of exploded within the last 24 hours. Dallas shootings, multiple cops dead in Dallas as of last night. Other cops shot around the country. Didn't sound like they had died, but there have been shootings of police in other places. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype username is lrn.fm. We did have Tim in Wyoming. We're going to bring him back here. I think you were trying to get to a point, Tim. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I was going to mention that. Thanks for bringing me back, by the way. But I wanted to mention they weren't getting any higher quality of policing. I mean, as far as peace officers or anything like that.
You're saying paying more. Just a recap.
That's right.
You're paying over $70,000 in California where you lived when you left a few years ago. Did not do anything to increase the quality.
Right, and that was actually. I mean, they were giving incentives. If you're a veteran, for one, especially a veteran, because veterans are taught to shoot first and ask questions later. That's one of the reasons. Yeah, I'm a veteran myself, but I was never taught that. I was taught to pay attention to my target and then, you know, only unleash the hell, so to speak, after determining that, you know, lethal force was necessary. But at the same time, today they're not taught that. It's because there's a threat around every corner is what they're taught. So. That's why, and when you had the former police officer on earlier, who was talking about how that's the kind of mindset that we have today. That's the kind of police officer that we get today is when the forces are being when they're being increased in manpower. That's the kind of people that are applying because they have experience, and also they're more, as I say, they're more prone to take orders and not question anything. They'll shoot first, ask questions later. They will not question orders. And they never think about their oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So, okay, but that's the only thing I wanted to say about that. But there's the other thing. You mentioned Twitter. You mentioned the InfoWars Twitter accounts. Now, the Black People Protection Organization has actually claimed responsibility for the Dallas shooting. I don't know if you saw that on the Twitter account on InfoWars Twitter, but it's called the Black People's Protection Order, BPPO. Now it's been taken down. There was a Facebook page. You could read about it on InfoWars. I was just looking at it a few minutes ago, just before I called in. But the thing is, they're saying they have supposedly hundreds of professionally trained snipers to do exactly what they supposedly did in Dallas.
It is ironic that this guy was a military trained. Tim, thanks for the call tonight. The shooter the alleged shooter who the police have apparently blown up with a bomb robot.
Yes.
Was military trained, and of course, a lot of cops are military trained. The police actually recruit directly from the military in a lot of circumstances.
Right.
So it's ironic that one of these people who comes from the government is actually eliminating other members of the government. So they sort of created their own destruction in that way.
And I found the name of the organization is actually the Black Power Political Organization. I've got a story from the International Business Times.
Yep, we can talk more about that, too. But continuing with your calls, Armed Truth is on the line. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just... up here, hold on. Actually, I'll have to call you back.
Okay, yeah, no problem, man. Any old time you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey.
From the Ivy Times article, it says that the claims made by the Black Power Political Organization on Facebook has not been verified by Dallas police.
Well, no, how could it be?
Or any authorities as far as being legitimate.
The guy allegedly claimed he was acting alone.
Right.
So you've got him saying he's acting alone, these guys saying they're behind it.
Right, but this could just be, you know, somebody that set up a troll page.
Could be.
And And so it's not been verified, who the owners of this page are, if they're telling the truth or not.
Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ralph.
As I have said before, and I'll say it again, Obama set the tone for the racial discord in this country, and I am treated like I'm some kind of I'm some kind of a cook. At least Hatchet Man, I think his name was Mark from the last time I called. At least he gets some of my point.
Hatchet okay? Man?
Yeah, Mark, I believe is his name. The third guy that was
Mark Edge, our co-host?
No, there were three of you. You got
there were three of us on Wednesday.
Right.
Me, you, and Mark.
Mark, our co-host.
Mark was the third guy.
Why are you calling him Hatchet Man?
Well, okay. Well, see, guys, they went already. I have to find justification and I have to find a rationale to call black people animals. And this whole situation in Dallas is made to order for me, okay? I'm sorry to say this, America, but...
You are racist. I mean, there you are saying that because somebody shot some cops in Dallas.
You are a white guilty. I know you are.
What am I guilty of, sir?
You know what I'm saying? It goes.
Why would I be guilty? I haven't impressed anyone in my life.
It goes hand in hand with black bigotry, by the way. You can't have one without the other. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know,
I really don't.
Guilty and black bigotry goes hand in hand.
How does that? What do you mean by that?
Swimming in the same stream or in the same pool. But going back to that.
That doesn't make any sense. Daryl looks confused as well.
I'm having trouble understanding any of the words that Ralph is saying.
He says black bigotry and white guilt goes hand
bigotry.
In hand.
Okay.
It goes hand in hand.
Does that make it make sense for you? Because it doesn't make sense for me. What is it?
No. Okay. I now at least know what the word
you're acknowledging
was that
you understand
he was saying.
The words, not the actual statement.
The word.
Got it.
The word.
Yeah.
The word from this animal.
So basically, you believe everyone who's white has white guilt? Is that right? Or just the host of this show?
Not necessarily.
Just the host on this show. Why do you say we're white guilty? Do you think we've oppressed people and feel bad for it?
There's the wallowing in self-pity about the plight of black. If you want to do something...
You don't understand, Ralph. I don't wallow about the plight of blacks. I am upset with the plight of everyone who's being oppressed by the state. And the state oppresses blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians. It oppresses anybody with a penis or a vagina between their legs. The state doesn't care.
Or both.
They don't care what color you are. Now, it's certainly true, and thanks for the call tonight. There certainly are people who are racist within the state.
Yes.
So there are cops who will be more likely to target black people.
Yes.
Those people exist. I lived in Florida. I know that that's true. And I'm not even a black person, and I know that that's true. Anybody who's black, they get, a lot of those people are afraid, deathly so, of the police, and rightfully so. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, because there's never any consequences. Almost never do police officers have to actually personally suffer any kind of consequence through the system because of their abuse of anybody. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, although so far people are talking about the shootings of the cops. If we get the chance, we can talk about people's trust in the state. It is at probably record lows, and, well, that's some good news. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got a brand new phone line for you. Not one that you call in to the show to talk, but one that you can call in to listen. So, I mean, Free Talk Live gives you a lot of ways to listen to the show. There's 170-plus radio stations that carry us at various times throughout the week. We've got two satellite signals, one over North and Central America, another over Sub-Saharan Africa. So there's a couple ways you can listen. We've got live streams online. You can download our archives podcast later on over at freetalklive.com. We've had a listen line for a long time where you can just dial up on your phone. You call a phone number, a long-distance phone number in the United States, and that'll connect you to our live 24-hour Free Talk Live looping stream. We've had that for a long time. Now we're taking the listen line concept to a new level. Try our new audio on demand listen line. Just call 641-793-9660. I'll give you that number again here in a moment. Put that into your phone, program it in there, and then you can dial that anytime. If you don't have internet access, you're out somewhere where you've got a cell phone signal but no internet access, you know, like you can't use our app, for instance. We've got an app as well. So if you're, you know, completely out of other options, a phone line may be the best way or the only way that you can listen. Some people really prefer this, especially folks with flip phones. You know, they still don't have a smartphone, or if you're just on your smartphone, you don't want to use your data plan. This is a great solution. You can not only listen to LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, its live stream is available, so it's sort of like a classic listen line in that way, but there's also an audio menu of all of the original content, the original shows created on LRN.FM that you can select. So Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Angel Clark Show, Cop Block Radio, and several others. You basically punch in the number of the show you want to listen to, and there it is. It's streaming right there on demand to you. So give it a try. It's free if you've got unlimited long distance. Costs you nothing. If you don't, then you might want to keep in mind long distance charges may apply. But who really pays long distance these days? 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. The brand new LRN audio on demand listen line, which of course features Free Talk Live as one of the several options. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. First up, we got Big Cat. He's calling from Kentucky. Big Cat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure thing.
I'd like to start it out with Mr. Perry. I like to tip my fedora, if you will, to your performance in the Libertarian National Party this year and your run.
Thanks, sir.
And dude, that's great stuff. I was right there, right behind you. I definitely didn't like the way the outcome came, and you know, if you want to talk about a microcosm, this is the world we live in, you know. And I'm definitely the first one to be critical about our nominations, and definitely for the president nomination to beg and pretty much supersede the rules of the convention to have his VP with him because he couldn't work with anybody else. And, like I said, that's just a kind of a general litmus test of what's going on.
You're referring to the frustration that a lot of members of the Libertarian Party are feeling at their selection, again, of Gary Johnson, a former governor, Republican of the state of New Mexico. He's been nominated now for the second time. So it was 2012, now in 2016, as the Libertarian Party's nominee. Not only were people frustrated by the fact that you didn't win, Daryl, but neither did anyone else. Almost any of the other candidates would have been a better choice than Gary Johnson on the stage there.
No, and I'm definitely not saying that. Gary Johnson. You said that, but I didn't. Yeah. Gary Johnson 2016 versus Gary Johnson's 2012. If I had that Gary Johnson of 2012 in 2016, and then he took a VP of Mr. Perry.
That was actually a libertarian?
Well, I mean, somebody that didn't read the planks 2 weeks before the convention.
So you think Gary Johnson of 2012 was better than Gary Johnson of 2016? Isn't it possible that we just know more about him now?
Well, I mean, the reason why he was attractive in 2012, it gave legitimacy to the party, that he's a two-time, you know, governor. It was kind of like, hey, they are not getting on a stage and doing a strip dance in a G-string, which I applaud because that's how conventions should be. Comic relief is, I hope, not against the law anymore, you know. But if he was going to be, you know, the patriarch of the party, definitely should have took a VP of the party.
Well, he doesn't get to choose that. I mean, Gary Johnson can decide who he wants.
No, I would disagree because he definitely chose that.
Well, no.
He told the convention, as is the right of whoever the nominee is, where they get to give a speech and say, I wish to have so-and-so be my vice presidential running mate. And what Gary did in saying that he wants William Weld, he also then said, please, 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 please give me William Weld. Please, please, please.
William Weld, also a former Republican governor of the state of Massachusetts. Big Cat,
good
thanks.
Friend with Hillary Clinton, apparently.
Yeah, that's what he says. Hey, Big Cat, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate
Lifelong
the thoughts.
Lifelong bond.
That's exactly what he said, as a matter of fact. And apparently both Gary Johnson and Bill Weld got behind Hillary Clinton on this email scandal by basically saying, yeah, it's, you know, fine for not charging her.
Yeah. Well, I think actually what Gary said was, yeah, I don't think she did anything wrong.
Yeah, so
which
totally
is completely different from saying it's okay to not charge her.
Okay, fair enough. Still, totally behind the lady.
Right, and I have a little bit of, I don't know if cognitive dissonance is the right term, but let me just go ahead and sort of like play this out here. I don't think that Private Manning or Edward Snowden should have been charged with any kind of thing for, you know, supposedly leaking classified information, mishandling.
Even though they haven't arrested him? Can they charge someone without arresting?
Yeah, you generally...
They've indicted him? Have they indicted Snowden?
Snowden's not yet been indicted, but Barack Obama does want him to be prosecuted.
For sure. They will charge him if they
can get
their hands on
him. I know there's a warrant out for his arrest.
Okay, all right.
Presumably, there has to be a charge for there to be a warrant.
Good point.
Private Manning, we know, is serving 35 years in prison on espionage and mishandling classified information. I don't think that either one of those two men did anything, quote-unquote, wrong.
Correct.
So
they did the right thing.
I'm trying to sort of, you know, work this out in my head of, yes, Hillary's a horrible, despicable human being, but, you know, did she create a victim with having this private email server? Certainly,
no.
She lied to some government agents, and she did things that were definitely in violation of the statute.
If you lie to an FBI agent, you'll get arrested.
Right. And, you know, I know the whole thing of, you know, like, if I did it, then, but that
right.
still doesn't make it necessarily wrong for somebody else to do. Does that make any sense?
Well, I'm not saying she hurt anybody, but if there's certain rules that she's supposed to follow as a government agent, then it looks bad for them to not charge her with whatever.
Yes, I completely agree there. But my point is, I don't think that Private Manning should have been charged or convicted of anything. I don't think that Edward Snowden should be charged with anything. I don't think that any of these other whistleblowers...
Those people were whistleblowers. They actually did something good. They should have got a damn medal. Let's go to Rusty, or actually, we'll get to Rusty here. Stand by, Rusty. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lots of folks want to talk about the Dallas shootings, that situation, also other cops being shot around the country today. Is violence the solution? I say it's not, although a lot of people seem to feel like that's all they've got left. And I understand the frustration. There is another option for those of you who support peace. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up what you want, but most people want to talk about the police and shootings that are going in both directions. Police shooting people, people shooting police. Where will it end? What's the solution here? Because violence seems to beget violence. I don't believe that violence is going to solve this problem. We'll dig further into that when we get a chance. Your calls come first, though. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl, where can people find out about your new effort, the Liberty Lobbyists?
They can go to libertylobby.xyz or libertylobbyist.xyz.
Ah, okay.
And what I'm trying to do is crowdfund a lobbyist. Because
meaning you.
Meaning me. Because most people, when they think of lobbyists, they think of, you know, some high-priced guy paid for by special interest.
I know you. You're not high-priced.
I'm not high-priced, and I'm not paid for by special interest. And you also know that for the last couple of years, I've been going up to the New Hampshire State House.
That's right.
On regular occasions when they're in session for free, taking days off work. So what I'm trying to do...
Not only that, but paying for gas as well.
Yes. So what I'm trying to do with Liberty Lobby LLC is basically to recoup some of those costs.
Right.
And I'm only seeking... the total amount of $5,000 for the entire year.
That's chump change.
And I'm hoping to get, you know, recurring donations of like $5 and $10 a month.
I think you can. I hope that you can. I know you've gotten some already.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, you'll put out some selected videos from your... Have you already done this?
I've already got 3 videos up on the website.
Okay, good. So, yeah, we've got a lot of video footage of you performing this role of getting the word out about Liberty in the State House here in New Hampshire. And you can do more of that consistently.
Yes.
If you get this funding, which people can contribute via what, PayPal?
PayPal and recurring Bitcoin through Coinbase or one-time Bitcoin as well.
So you can do that over at libertylobby.xyz.
Yes, and I'll be talking to some state reps this Sunday at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance annual dinner.
Excellent. That's right. We've got Cody O'Connor and Bud are going to sit in on Sunday night. So that should be fun.
Yep,
on
Mark
air.
Is the MC for that event.
Correct. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of Marks, there's one in Nevada. He's tuned to KTOX. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Say, listen, have you ever listened to a replay of you guys talking on the radio?
Sure.
Okay, you guys sound alike.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Okay. But yeah, try it sometime. Hey, and that Ralph guy, he's something.
And yes, he is.
Hey, Ralph, if you're listening, take the weekend off.
I don't know what Ralph does, actually. I
don't know, but he keeps referring to as Obama as an animal.
He does, yeah.
So he must be smoking some good, you know what.
You feel like he's all worked. Oh, you think he's high? I mean,
well, he sounds like, you know, Jimmy Janga, you know, like the.
I don't think so. I think Ralph is straight edge.
Yeah,
now, this is an
cool.
interesting question.
He's fun to listen to, but he keeps saying that animal in the White House, you know, that's.
I mean, I've gotten high a bunch of times in my life, and it didn't make me think that the president was an animal, although I think that certainly they are animalistic, all of the presidents, in the way that they will predate on people. They will attack and have their goons destroy innocent lives. So there is that. It would be interesting to ask Ralph about his habits. You know, what is Ralph into? Is he a drinker? Because he's a Trump supporter. But that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
He's Jamaican. He lives in Texas. Correct?
He's actually from the Philippines, and he lives in New Jersey. But you know what? Now, why is that funny?
Like a relocation.
Well, I don't
anyways,
know about
what
that.
I wanted
I think
to say
he went
was,
to the Philippines because there was a. Or I think he went to New Jersey because it was probably a slight bit better than the Philippines, but it is still one of the.
Oh
worst
yeah,
places.
It's hard to imagine that New Jersey is better than much
anywhere.
Of anything.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call tonight,
on,
man.
There on the East Coast. Yeah, maybe.
Hey, I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
And run for president.
Well, we'll see if we can remind him to do that. Thanks, Mark. Toll-free number here, 855-453. Rusty in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, howdy, guys. Hey. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the whole Dallas shooting deal. The first thing
Where are you in
mind,
Texas, by the way?
I'm in Deep East Texas. So, okay. The Big Thicket, if you ever heard of that. It's like
nope.
Right by a big net, yeah. Well, the first thing that came to my mind was the ballot and the bullet. Speech by Malcolm X. It seems that people just don't trust the government to solve the problems with police brutality, or they don't think the system works. I don't think anyone was really surprised that this happened necessarily. It was building up to it. It seemed like a logical conclusion when police officers get off on obvious brutality because they cherry-pick the grand jury or they have the prosecutor arguing defense arguments, and it just seems that people are frustrated. I'm not asking
oh, yeah.
questions, so I can't really speak to it, but I think this is that they're in all sense of the words, cry for help, cry for reform. I think these people have had enough. And,
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, it is not a surprise. What has happened in the last 24 hours with multiple police being shot and several in Dallas being shot to death. That's not a surprise. When you push people and you push people and you push them, someone is going to lash back. It's only a matter of time. Now, I don't agree with using violence as a solution, but I understand why people feel the way they do. I understand why people feel like everything they've tried is unsuccessful. Doesn't matter what sort of inside the systems reforms they've attempted, none of it has changed anything. So I can understand that they feel like this is their last resort and that they need to basically lower themselves to the level of the police, because that's what the police do, is they use violence on people. So you are using a tool that the police understand, but ultimately, as the former officer who called in earlier tonight pointed out, they will understand this violence, and then they will prepare themselves for it even further by buying new guns, new bombs. Apparently, they've got robots that can deliver bombs. Now, I guess I never really made the connection that the robot that can check the bomb is also the robot that could, in theory, deliver the same bomb, right? So they actually killed this sniper with a robot bomber, so they didn't even put any of their officers in harm's way to do it.
I'm just waiting until the local police wind up getting Predator drones.
It's only a matter of time. There are some police that have drones. They're not Predator drones, but they do already have drones in police departments, and they're spending like hundreds of thousands of dollars on them. I remember reading a story about one of these police drones, and it costs as much as the Bearcat. Rusty, any other comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, in regards to the drone, that sets a dangerous precedent for a U.S. citizen to be killed by police with a drone. I think that's a whole nother.
We don't know if it was a drone in this case. It was described as a robot that delivered a bomb, basically, to the location where the suspect was. So it sounds to me,
flying drone, like it was an unmanned thing.
It was a robot, right. Whether it was flying or not is another question. I guess, can you call a ground-based thing a drone? Is that something that you can do?
Technically. It fits the definition. Like, it's a little bit of a stretch of the definition.
I envisioned, you know those little bomb robots, or I guess they're not little, but the bomb robots that they sort of wheel around on treads. I imagine one of those. I heard something about he was in a parking garage, so I imagine that thing.
Yes.
Traversing up the parking garage and then just, rolling towards him and setting off whatever sort of package it was carrying. Rusty, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's continue. Rick, he's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the Indiana 3rd Congressional District seat that's open this year.
Now, what is interesting about that to everyone in our audience who are listening around the world?
Well, since Daryl's there tonight, one of the candidates that won on the Democrat side, he's kind of an eccentric character. He's ran 5 or 6 times for this seat before. He's never won. He's kind of a poor fellow. He lives in a motel. And apparently he's never filed with the FEC in any of the times that he's filed for a candidacy.
So he's running for U.S. Congress?
Correct.
Okay.
And the Republicans normally win this seat. They've won it since 95. And this has actually caused the Libertarians to put a candidate in this year, which is normally they don't even try. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, good for the Libertarians for finally trying to put a candidate in for office. I mean, the Libertarian Party is sadly just a really, in most places, an absolute joke. And
well, in Indiana, the Libertarian Party does have automatic ballot access, so
that's
it makes
sweet.
Sense for them to put
so
a candidate.
So why were they waiting, then, if they've got automatic ballot access?
I'm looking at the election results over the past several years, and it looks like most of the last things over the last decade, they've had a candidate.
Okay. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck out there. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Of course, if you want Libertarians to actually win office and you want to have a chance at reducing the police state, you got to get together. You got to concentrate activism, and that's what the Shire Society is up to. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.